What it do? It's the time again. We brought the show back. So this episode, we got a bunch of B-roll, B-sided stuff. This is commentary and audio that I have with me and my friend Quan that never made it to the big part of the show. And now it has made it here to the big part of the show. So get ready to be slightly offended, but have a lot of fun. You know, it's going to be cool. Talking about fish and sandwiches and all random stuff like we always do. So,
like, fried catfish in a skillet. So you niggas say you would put lettuce on that hoe and onions?
Hold on. So this is the true debate, right?
Okay. We'll
see.
Okay.
So the debate is this: whether it's fried, right? Like a fried sandwich. So a fried catfish sandwich, whether it's deep fried, skillet fried, whatever, catfish sandwich, right? Okay. The sandwich requires either lettuce, tomatoes, or whatever else, or so coleslaw and hot sauce. I mean, always come with hot sauce. But yes, that's what it is, bro. That's what it is, dude. Because a catfish sandwich is essentially just like eating a po' boy sandwich. A po' boy sandwich comes with lettuce and tomatoes on it. And most of the time, mayonnaise. You know what I mean?
Real nigga shit, though. I ain't gonna lie to you, fool. I'm picking up two slices of bread. That motherfucker catfish right there, hot sauce. Boop.
Yes. Wow. We're not talking about fucking
eating that hoe. If I got some fries, oh well. Hush puppies, I snatch that hoe off too though, cause it's a fish fry problem.
Yes, that's okay. We're not talking fish fry. We're not talking about.
But it's a sign where you gonna do that hoe though, fool.
We talking about going to a fucking restaurant, dude. Going to a restaurant, okay. Going to a restaurant and being like, I'm gonna order a fish. I'm gonna order a fish sandwich, and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? What do you expect to get at a restaurant? What's your fish sandwich? Just a piece of bread and fish? That's it?
Huh? Fish and bread? Yeah.
No.
And hot sauce.
You know what I'm saying? At a restaurant. That's what you expect.
At a restaurant?
Yes.
I'm not really though. At a restaurant, fool. I'm not going to order this shit because they're not going to serve it all right.
But what's the right way to you? What is the proper way?
I just told you what the proper way.
Just a piece of fucking bread and fish?
That's yeah. Hot sauce, nigga. If you want some urban coleslaw, nigga.
That's the poorest fish sandwich sounding ever.
And that shit is
bussing. A poor boy.
And that shit bussing.
A poor boy sandwich, and it has way more.
And that shit bussing. Come on.
No.
You tripping.
It doesn't.
You tripping,
Jay. It doesn't.
That shit bussing.
No. No. So, okay. So, you eat poor boy sandwiches, then?
Poor boy?
Well, you don't eat shrimp, though.
So, I mean, for here and there, food, if I had to eat it just to satisfy, yeah, I eat the bottom feeder.
Bro,
just like
whatever.
The fucking catfish is a bottom feeder. Yeah. The shrimp is a bottom feeder.
Okay, all right, so let me ask you this.
I'm not a big seafood fan.
So let me ask
nigga.
You this.
Are all you right. saying you eat ass?
Get your goof ass on over. This nigga right here, food.
So let me ask you this, right? So basically, right, tell me this. You eat catfish, though, right?
Like yeah.
You'll fuck catfish. Why is it?
I might say you'll fuck catfish. He trying to catch me fuck, slipping
no,
on some
nigga.
Dumb ass
I'm saying,
shit.
Y'all, you'll fuck catfish.
No, Nate Slick. He'll try to slide some goof ass shit.
When
like, run, oh, yeah, you said when, this shit that day.
When we run this back, you're going to be like, yo, he said, okay, would you fuck up catfish? All right, so here we go. All right. Why is it that niggas be like, yo, I'm gonna fuck up some catfish, fried or not fried, but they be like, I'm not gonna eat no fucking shrimp and shit, bottom feeder. What the fuck? The same thing. This is just a huge ass bottom feeder, and the other one's not.
Like, I might be slightly biased, but. Nigga, let me eat my cheeses. This shit right here. I might be slightly biased, but. Nah, nigga. Nah, nigga, that's the way you're supposed to eat it.
Why not eat both?
Are you still talking about eating ass?
You're still stuck on the catfish sandwich? No, bro. I'm talking about eating catfish and eating shrimp. Like, because people don't...
At the same time?
No. Either way. Why the fuck not? I mean, maybe not on top of each other.
Yeah, some people prefer catfish before fucking shrimp. Come on, like, some people don't like shrimp.
I know, but remember roaches, nigga.
They ain't fucking roaches, nigga.
Okay, and so a catfish doesn't remind you of a fucking, what, a silverfish or some shit?
No, nigga.
Or whatever you want to call them.
Shrimp are basically roaches.
No.
Sea roaches.
They're both basically sea roaches, yeah. They're essentially both doing the same thing.
Yeah, ball and feeders, but okay, cool. Catfish.
If you devane them, you don't eat no poop.
Yeah, dude.
Who gonna sit there? You better buy you a big ass motherfucker shrimp.
You gotta fucking clean up.
You gotta do the little bitty ones like
that. Bruh, you have to.
Fuck, I'll get a spoon.
You have to clean.
Got a cocktail drip drip.
You have to clean the catfish to eat it, fillet it, or whatever. You gonna eat bones and shit.
Okay.
Nah, fuck that, dude.
Hold on, who's eating bones?
Catfish have bones?
Duh, but.
A lot of.
You sure y'all want this one?
But yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That's the debate to me.
Yeah.
Catfish over fucking shrimp and shit.
Son of a
So, like I said, we're back in the podcast again. And we got a couple of random new people on the podcast. I got my guy. I'm not going to say his name because he might not want his name to be said.
Conseco.
Yeah, Conseco. Here we go. And then we have the Mandalorian. All right. So now, one quick thing I have to say on this podcast, because everybody knows that we smoke and joke on this podcast. And Optimo, don't come at me with this shit, because this latest group of cigars that you have produced are not very well. Not very good. They are trash. All right. Now, the subject that we were talking about. Really quick.
You want to talk about them Rillos real quick?
Talk about Rillo? You know what?
No, about them Optimo Greens specifically.
Nah, you know what? Just, I don't want to give them the hype because they're garbage. But,
Swisher's going to hit you up so quick and be like, well, we're going to sponsor you.
Swisher, they know.
They got the hype. It's Optimo right. Greens. Smoke the nose.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. He don't endorse them, I do.
No. Anyway, so one of the crazy random subjects we was talking about. Kind of the subject was this. We are about to hit a divide in life where we have millennials and Gen Zers and stuff like that about to come to a collide. And I kind of feel like Gen Zers are more likely to steal. You know what I'm saying? Because they complain about prices. They complain about a bunch of everything. I feel like they're going to be the people in the future to be stealing. You know what I'm saying?
Bro, you are saying this to like two of the most thieving ass
people. Gen Zers right now. So everybody knows. So everybody knows too.
God.
There's two millennials in this room, and there's two Gen Zers so in this room.
Y'all motherfuckers can work for this shit, but y'all still just say, fuck it, I'm finna do it.
Because fuck these industries. Bruh. You're making millions of money. So you know, if I can go in here and take some shit, you know,
right,
and not spend $15 on a fucking facial toner.
Exactly. The reason as to why it costs $15 because you niggas going in there fucking stealing the shit and making the prices go up because people gotta work hard to get the shit out. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy. That's crazy, bro. Like, I ain't gonna lie. I feel like I feel like Gen Zers, y'all is something else, bro. Like,
yeah, see, but you know what? I ended up learning. When I was older that that shit's because you're selfish. So it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it's good that
y'all are probably more selfless than we are. We're all just selfish.
I mean, that's good y'all not kleptomatics and shit, which, you know what I mean, in real life.
Oh, man.
But, you know, but I'm saying.
My fucking aunt is a klepto. She'll take a wash your hands sign out of any fucking restaurant and take it home, and that hoe dirty as hell, and I'm like, ew, what's the purpose?
Right, because obviously she's not washing her hands.
Okay, then I guess I am a klepto, because I wouldn't do shit like that. That's nasty as fuck, but I stole a stupid ass random ass shit. I'm trying to. Like, oh, we were at a military museum one time.
Hold on.
Hey, my first name ain't in this bitch. We're at a military museum.
First off,
one time.
We have to put this out here before he tells a story. all of the stories that you hear are alleged too. These are alleged stories. I don't think any of these stories are real, so don't go call them.
First
out.
Off, this is
this
the,
is an alleged story.
I have this persona, of course.
So,
alleged.
Conseco, go ahead with this story. What do you think? Yeah.
Spell alleged.
Damn, I just hyped it up. It ain't even that big. It was fun as hell, though. But, I mean, shit, I made out with my ex at that time, my girl at that time. And then, yeah, we stole some little shit from this military museum. Because they had, like, a whole, like, battlefield reenactments bullshit. With, like, little mini figurines and, like, cannons and all types of bullshit battleships.
Oh, my God. And we were just, like, snatching them hoes.
Bro, that's crazy. I'm glad that y'all allegedly did not do that.
Of course.
At a federal army museum.
That would have been horrible as shit. Like,
yeah, being on the uniforms and, like, running around.
But you know what? I do support our troops, and God bless this.
Excuse me.
Beautiful. Damn right. The best country.
So,
rock yeah. Hard USA.
Yeah. Right. All right. So here's another thing.
NSA, if you're right, listening.
So since we're on the subject, I guess, of Gen Zers and fucking. Oh, guess what? A lighter is needed again for the 80th damn time
I'm
to light
sorry,
this fucking
damn.
Optimus.
That's what I was gonna get at, though. So
jeez.
You smoke that right. Like when you just chilling by yourself.
Burn Slow by Wiz Khalifa. Look it up.
Yeah.
Hey, you know.
Bro, that's not the right term for these Optimus.
Mm-hmm.
Burn slow, and they like it went out. And you pull them hoes with the raw paper; it's still lit.
Right, think exactly. About it. Think
y'all
about
quick
it.
To talk about Optimus, but you have this porch, crack fucking lighter.
Hey, guess what? We need
nigga, for one. Out. I bought that lighter for one reason. People, motherfuckers, steal my motherfucking big.
See,
so,
here
yeah,
we go.
I
see,
crack
exactly. So here's the thing about we were just
lighter.
Talking about think bigs and things being stolen.
I don't
who had
like
who
that.
Had the lighter? The Gen Zers brought it in. That's who's been taking lighters. Right there. Bam. The Gen Zers at the table.
I don't take lighters.
Mm-hmm.
I take from companies that deserve it. If you're making millions of dollars.
So you take lighters.
Right.
I don't even be like that. Like,
no,
I don't steal from people.
You know what? This is a great logic coming from.
I don't take lighters.
You know, this is going to sound kind of racist, but this is a great logic coming from the one white person at the table that is talking like fucking Enron right now. You know what I mean?
I only take from corporations.
That's
Bitties.
It. Robin
you know,
Hood.
What the fuck?
Robin Hood. Yes.
What?
Herman.
What you still take though?
Yeah. Right?
Yes, I do, and give back.
Would you?
My fucking my peoples is impoverished. You know they'd be like, oh shit.
My peoples.
You know,
peoples
I'm breaking out really
like
bad.
Like the ones
I'm
that
bitch.
Broke into the Capitol.
You know how much we have to pay for tampons? You know how bitches have to pay for tampons and shit
man,
like that.
Crazy.
I'm gonna steal that shit.
You know,
well,
tampon
chicken
is
fucked.
I was like, $3.99.
Yeah,
bro, I was like, did I
ask
my
mother
for
tampons?
Do your research. Do your research. They'll put a lot of shit in tampons.
Well,
get all organic only.
Well,
listen, women, all organic.
Them hoes like them hoes are cheap.
They
well,
are
I mean,
not, no sir.
Shit, them hoes cheap like
and
diapers.
Then taxed. You get taxed for that shit. So let's say you see it for $9, boom.
So okay, so let me ask you this:
$3, $4 tax.
So. You feel
like
right. So this is the tables have turned in this subject, and that's kind of cool. So let me ask you this: do you feel that fucking tampons should be a free thing?
Free?
Like you can go to the health department and be like, yeah, we get free condoms.
Yeah.
Free condoms.
That's what I was gonna bring up.
Do you feel like fucking tampons should be? I can go to the health department and get free tampons.
The
like,
only reason condoms why
condoms free will because yeah. You're trying to fuck. Tampons is just like a natural thing. You're just gonna.
True.
Break.
That's like.
True that. True that. But I mean, the health department, I guess, too, you have a baby, also gives you fucking diapers at the same time. You know what I mean?
But have you done your research? It was
but
either.
But they don't give you diapers, but it's like not that much. They give you formula, diapers,
well, yeah,
bottles,
yeah.
And all that shit, but not that much. But still, like,
right.
It's a new life being born.
Right.
You just naturally bleed.
And then there's chemicals in diapers.
Okay, but what. I mean, I get what y'all saying, but what I'm getting at. Is as a parent, I'm saying though, as a parent,
I mean, because it's like they're just dry, it's like a dry is gonna cause like natural rashes and shit.
So, the subject is this, right? Should the government or should the state or the health department, right, give parents or you know, young females, should they give them tampons? Stuff like that. Just like you can go to the health department and get condoms or you get formula or baby diapers or whatever. Should they get those things out? Like, you're a woman. So, what is your opinion on that?
Business-wise, everybody would go out of business. Think about it. You can't give just any type of tampon. They don't have just, like, cheap-ass tampons. Those are very rare.
Well,
you
I mean,
can find
I mean,
some
yeah.
At the hospital. But they're all very good tampons. They're all very good products, even though they might contain chemicals and they're not all natural.
Okay,
we're
not gonna go into
the.
You might want to say condoms. You might want to say condoms to go out of business.
They're able to.
That's why I was
still in business.
Right. Hey, well, okay. So that was gonna. That's true. That was gonna be an argument on that. But I wasn't gonna say. We're going to minus the fact of them being organic or so on and so forth.
That
because if
matter.
It comes from the government,
it's
if it comes from the state,
it
it's definitely, yeah, if it's coming from the state or some shit, it's definitely not going to be fucking organic. Right. You know what I'm saying?
It's and not you need it to be anyways, it's gonna be, so you can distribute that to a mass right. population.
Okay, so fuck if it's not, place. If you wouldn't say tampons, would you say pads then, right?
Right.
Because pads, technically, I guess it would, pads would be cheaper than tampons, right?
It's the same
price. It's the same price.
Yeah. I mean, I get, okay, so.
And it's a quote-unquote luxury item.
Okay, well.
Therefore, it's I don't extremely
know.
Taxed.
I don't know. I mean, I think still, in the same token that.
Sure.
The state, I think the state could do that. I think, in my personal opinion, just because. If you, let's just say you're a single, let's say you're a single dad, you got fucking two kids, two girls or some shit, and all of a sudden you're like, oh, this is happening, you know what I mean? Like. You know,
My thing is how many people die
being prepared?
How many kids die from diapers with the chemicals or
yeah,
anything like that with the women's tampons with all this stuff? I don't think anybody died from this shit. So
no, they're just prone to
dangerous.
I mean,
just infections or any type of infection. It ruins.
But at the same time, too, that this goes along like with that person. Like, it's not always a diaper.
I'm about to say just clean.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying just the diapers. Or whatever. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just going over like
because I guess essentially how I'm looking at it, or the reason I even came up with this idea or this subject anyway, is because essentially how I will be looking at it or whatever is in a way of saying that essentially say okay, the condoms would be like saying okay, this is the free item the state is giving to the boys. You know what I mean, or whatever kind of thing. You know what I mean. And throughout life, kind of thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, starting out at the States, like, yeah, like, we'll give you some diapers, some baby formula, whatever. And it's like, all right, well, I got a fucking teenage boy now. Thanks, the state, for giving me these damn condoms because I'm teaching them about fucking sex so I don't have some extra babies running around here.
Right?
But it would also make sense for the state to be like, okay, well, yeah, you have young women and young girls, too. Right? That, like, you know? Because if anything, it's not saying that, if anything, you give it to the parents, but you can still... give it to the schools. Like, this is something that the schools have because now, as of now, school, the parent is, that's a parent's thing.
Okay, you know? So this
like
is
this
why.
Happens in school, whatever the fuck.
This is why.
And I'm not necessarily, that's why I said pads. I know they're not the kids.
No, it's okay. Like, think about going into Planned Parenthood and you see all of these bowls full of condoms and they're always full. If they were full of pads and tampons, women are selfish about that. They're like, yes, let me get as many as I can because well, why? It is tax.
That's
a different. I'm not. But the, I mean, let me it's get a difference between condoms and tampons.
Yeah, tampons are more of a necessity, so they for sure be used. But here's the thing: females who have the means and the money to afford it will just keep doing that shit regularly because they don't want to get that cheap ass shit. They get their preference of what the fuck they can.
Right.
Afford.
Exactly.
But if you need that shit in an emergency situation because you broke. Is there.
Right. And it's like, okay, well, let's say, okay, well, so I'm a fucking struggling family living in the fucking PJs, you know what I mean? And I need assistance, you know what I mean? This is also, this is a luxury Tampax or whatever the fuck company brand, Kotex or whoever, is going to be hella expensive, right?
Right.
But it's like, okay, the state is at least providing me enough to where in a month maybe I can get by or half this time or however, whatever it's going to be, you know what I mean? To get past this or whatever, you know what I mean? As a thing, as is this personally what I would think.
That's a really good point. I don't see why they couldn't do anything about pads and tampons and if they could do that.
They could probably find a way to even regulate that shit, anyways, because you say that they would just snatch all that shit up. Like,
But even still, in a business standpoint, I mean, that's still, like you said, the condom companies don't go out of business.
Right.
So it would make sense that the tampon companies wouldn't go out of business because one of them companies are going to team up with the state or with the government and be like, oh, well, yeah, we'll mass produce the shit for you and help you out.
The only place you're going to find free condoms is like, you know, a Planned Parenthood type place. You know what I mean? And I mean, it's kind of ironic.
I know,
like,
but even.
I'm here for a reason and, oh, there's a condom here. Like, I appreciate it.
Okay,
you know,
just like a business can't. Just like a business can't be.
I'm just saying, like, that's the only place you would be able to find it. You can't just walk in and be like,
well,
you know
saying,
what? I need some condoms.
Well, I mean, honestly, there's places that you can do that. But I'm saying, just like, that can be a whole business created. And if you create this business, give me some credit. But this is...
That was my idea. McKenzie Marie Manda fucking Leany, okay?
Lauren, you can... Hold on, wait. All right, we're going to get back to the anyhow, so what we can do is what I'm saying is you can still create a business model, right? which is not really even a business model because it's state funded or through the state or whatever. That it's like, yeah, this is an office where you come in here and you get your fucking monthly or stated appointed fucking pads and tampons. And while you're here, you get your fucking condoms, your baby milk stuff, and your diapers. You know what I mean? All in one spot. You know, it's a fucking gift basket. That's what I would think to myself. I mean, that would make more sense. So.
But then in another sense, think about it. As a woman, if I could go make a doctor appointment, make any excuse to go see a doctor, and they check me, and they're like, oh, you're good, but I can get this much supply just by going and wasting everybody's time and getting a free
product. Even, how would you be wasting everybody's time, though?
Because somebody could possibly need that time, you know, that spot that I took just because I needed that free product.
Or it could simply be a thing to where you're a fucking you're a parent, and you're like, hey, my kid is a, is that, you know, they're that age now. I need to come in here and fucking get my fucking gift basket of fucking, you know, fucking tampons and condoms.
Or get a fucking job.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, actually, they should provide that at least until you're 18.
I mean, that too. That but too. Shit.
No doubt.
But
no
there
doubt.
Are some motherfuckers that I guess fucked up enough they can't. I don't know.
They should at least provide until they're 18.
At least try, goddamn.
No, I mean.
I can't imagine, honestly.
I mean, if it's like a, I don't know.
Like, if you look at it, a child's standpoint of view, you know, you're a mother, and, you know, you're a father, a single father, and you're like, oh, shit, you know, I can only go to this place. You have all this, you know, to get this gift basket. That'd be fantastic, you know, but.
I mean, essentially, yeah, I guess. I don't know. That's a tough one.
Well, get a fucking job.
Right.
But, I mean, like, they would probably provide until the age of 18 to where, I mean, they'd be like, yeah, you're old enough to have a sustainable job to where you can provide for yourself.
They could have it like this. They could have it like this. A whole registry. Are you? Never mind.
I mean, we're delving, like, crazy into it. But
yeah, because
the thing,
are y'all talking about, like, how could that shit work?
You're right.
Because I got a real good idea, like.
Too deep into it.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Chili's and Applebee's. I choose Chili's.
Alright, so. Look, bro. Look, alright, so we're gonna shift the podcast just a little bit, right? So, jumping back into some shit, everybody already knows.
First off, Applebee's and Chili's.
Consecutive.
I can draw a quarter of 10 times. That shit's horrible.
This debate got kind of heated the other day.
Bro, first off, okay.
Alright, so Consecutive is right now trying to put up fucking Applebee's against Chili's, right? As a contender. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to have to just throw Rafferty's back into the game. You know what I mean? And
I'm playing this out, nigga.
Okay, all right. So, do you want to throw one into the hat? Do you want to throw a place?
I need to throw something else then, because first off, I don't even fuck with Applebee's. I'm fuck with Chili's. Both of those can suck my fucking dick.
Yo, Brick House is bruh, the way to
I don't even go there,
bro. But
like,
that's a fucking local thing. We talking about some national chain type shit. Right? That's what we talking about.
Applebee's and Chili's are fucking McDonald's.
Which one's the budget? Bro.
This dude switched up on his choice so fucking fast.
First off, I never fucked with Applebee's, but out of Chili's and Applebee's, I go hard with Applebee's. I go with some fucking Applebee's.
Fuck no, bro.
I've had Applebee's
Absolutely not.
One time. It was okay.
Yeah.
Applebee's. 3 for 10, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, right. Hell yeah. Let's bring that shit back. Nah, bro.
You would be on Applebee's?
I've only went one time for the 3 for 10. That shit was okay. I got the boneless wings, a salad. I'm always down for a salad. The salad was straight.
Right.
And it was like a side. I don't know. I got So
you hear that sound that you just heard in the background, right? That was the sound of fucking disappointment of eating at Applebee's.
Exactly.
But and that's the sound that your brain makes when you're like, I should have just gotten the fucking classic nachos from fucking Chili's.
Ew.
You know, or something else, the fajitas or whatever.
The classic nachos. Yeah. First off, with Chili's. With them ugly ass little tortilla chips. They look flimsy and fake as fuck.
Bro, dad, why you want my homies chips?
Applebee's is the same damn way.
You said that homeless kitchen, they wanted that shit.
What words?
Them, but.
Bro. All right.
That's some government chips, dude.
Yeah, damn,
let's get some government chips. Let's get government chips. What the fuck? Bro, damn, son.
Some food bank chips.
See, that's some shit that I have eaten and it was like.
Yeah, and I have. And I see it. Bro. Damn. I'll go there if I'm like, you know, fuck it. I'm drunk as hell, it's open.
Waffle House.
It's better than Waffle House, shit.
What? You said IHOP is better than Waffle House?
Hey, wait, really, in a sense.
Yeah, yeah.
I know you did not say that shit.
No, it depends on how you feel.
So if we go in there, we gotta say huddle. We gotta say huddle house.
No, because we walk in a Waffle House at 3 in the morning, first off.
Waffle House.
You gotta deal with a bunch of hood niggas and shit. So it's like,
hey, bro. So,
no, no, two seconds. It depends. If you're with you and your girl, you gotta deal with that shit.
Okay, so what y'all gonna start trouble for? Eat y'all food and dip.
Right.
Bro, that's what y'all be saying. And then that shit always nasty as fuck looking, bro. Like, that late. So it's like, fuck that shit. But if you go during the day, it's alright.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. Yeah, so you never had, like, a late night.
I mean, well, I was in Nashville. Waffle House was pretty good, but at the end of the day, I could make that shit in my house.
I know, but I'll do IHOP and shit, too.
The reason why I would go to IHOP is because, like, I'm not gonna cook no damn steak tips and mushrooms and shit like that and no damn 15 minutes.
Then you might
as well
go to fucking Cracker Barrel.
In 15 minutes? Oh, yes, Cracker Barrel.
You go to at night.
Always,
Okay. Yes. Oh, okay. Oh, so we do 24 hours. Yeah.
Breakfast for dinner.
What used to be 24 hours.
Yeah, now there's not that, because nigga been shooting up shit.
Well, not even that, because fucking COVID and shit.
Fucking COVID.
Right. Before that, they were fighting and shooting.
Crazy.
Used to be putting salt in the ketchups.
Man.
Damn, I used to wonder why they were so salty.
So, okay.
What's up, you nigga, bro?
So, like... So, alright, I'm trying to think of the... Because you named the place earlier. I'm trying to think of, like, damn, now I have a comparison for this place. Because, I can't think of what it was. Because I know last time we talked about, like, steakhouses and steak places or whatever. But, alright, here we go.
I'm about to say Dos Bros Tacos.
Who?
Dos Bros Tacos. What
the fuck is that?
I don't even know.
Wait. Dos Bros Tacos.
Jesus. What is
y'all Dos never Bros seen the movie Taco? Turbo?
With the, like, snail?
With the snail?
This man with the snail?
Yes! Yes!
No, I have not.
Yes!
What,
oh my god.
This man said with the snail.
Oh my god, that's great. Yeah. I always wanted to try their burritos. He was always talking about his burritos. I was like, damn, that hoe look fat and fat. I was like, man, one of them bitches, I'd be straight. He eat like 12 of them hoes. I'd be like, I just want one off your plate, just one.
So if you're talking, if you were talking food from movies, right?
Now, I'm just fucking around, first off.
What I'm saying, if you're talking food from movies, then I'm definitely trying to get the breakfast sandwich from Birds of Prey.
I'm really trying to get anything from the Rat and Ratatouille.
Fuck that. I want to taste the Krabby Patty from fucking SpongeBob. What is that?
The Krabby Patty? Man,
yes, sir.
That shit tastes like fish food.
Ew.
Yeah, that shit cooked up dead fish.
You just ruined everybody's.
I'm just saying, my bad.
Fuck that. Give me that crusty crab pizza.
The crusty crab pizza is the pizza
for you and me. Right. For real, bro. To be honest.
For the tips only. You do strange things for some change.
So, yeah. Just, yeah. Here we go. We're shifting again.
Yeah, I'm not
talking. We're talking about.
We're talking about tips, sir. Why would you walk in some, you know?
That's almost like asking the question, why would the guy serenade you playing saxophone while you come down the escalator in the mall? You know what I mean? Mm. That's weird shit.
But I gave him some change.
And I was like, I watched some strange things for some change.
That's exactly.
That's my story. That's how it happened. So,
you saw somebody do a cool ass flip and you're like, you deserve $10 for that shit.
Absolutely not.
Strange things for some change.
Absolutely not. Because I'm like, you know what? This is really cool that you did that. It's cool that you did those
backflips.
It's gotta
be badass.
But you are in the middle of the fucking street and I need to get across. And I had to take the long way because you're doing flips and shit. And that's cool. Whatever, do your thing, man. But you're totally blocking the street with your gymnastics that are not Olympic style.
Fuck out of here. But yeah, man.
You know, if you flip them, I tip you.
Hell yeah. Look at me. I'm a big ass fucking dude. If I did a flip, I'd want a fucking tip too. Hell yeah. I'd be like, they'd be like, God damn, the Hulk just did a backflip, nigga. Give this nigga some shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, the Hulk.
What is your height?
What is my height? I'm fucking 6 feet tall. Bruh, why?
I'm sorry.
This
when
fool,
I think of the
this
Hulk,
fool
I think of
just
my...
tried to come at me with a height joke. Okay, what the hell?
Hey, okay. I didn't say anything hell? About your strength six or anything, feet. Just your height. Because, like, yeah. Just 6 feet? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm 6 feet, too.
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
Nothing, Mr. Mini Hulk.
I guess.
Ouch.
You know? What I was getting at is the size of the Hulk, not his height, but...
Size is height
yeah,
as well, sir. All right.
You know what I'm saying? Here's a good subject that we should have right now, right? Why is it that women do not have a sense of height? They don't know what height is. You know what I'm saying? They're like, 6 feet? You short piece of shit? What? But there's like somebody and they're like, bro, this nigga's like 6'1", and they're like, this guy's fucking, God damn, he's Shaq. You're like, what the fuck? He's like, he's taller than me.
I mean,
what
if the bitch is like 4'2", of course.
I don't understand it.
But if you got a bitch that's like 5'8", 5'9", you know, of course she's like, damn, 6'7".
Yeah, that also
ooh,
tell us all,
6'6".
I mean,
like,
I understand.
6'4". Damn, like, but six, it's like a,
just,
it's like a almost eye level, you know
up.
What I'm saying?
Okay, well, it's not.
I'm going to break my neck a little bit.
I'm 6 feet tall. I'm not also not trying to fucking be out here, like, let me go fucking date WNBA. You know what
I'm
saying? I'm
not
trying to
put on heels and be like, damn, oh, now,
exactly.
Now, you know, I can see your fucking eyes,
well,
you know what I mean?
That's cool, but even if you were to put on heels, you can see my eyes and shit. I was still, if I was like, you know what, I'm not even going to rock the Timberlands. I'm going to put some fucking lugs on. I'm still going to be fucking taller.
Yeah, I got my boots on right now.
Yeah, but you get what I mean. So.
Hey, Mexican got on boots.
that's
a joke.
But, well, I was going to say, it's not really that abnormal, I guess. That's hilarious, bro.
And we will be right back after these few messages.
What?
You're supposed to hit them with the messages. Like O'Reilly should.
You made it to the end of the episode. I can't believe that. It's pretty awesome. You're the real MVP, as they say. As that one guy with the bad haircut. And the balding situation. Now, what's his name? Kevin Durant? Yeah? That guy. Anyway, thanks for listening to this podcast. This podcast is an amazing podcast. We listening to it way over here. While we're hanging out with koalas and things, you know? It sounds kind of bad and sounds kind of out of place. But some people do like to hang out with koalas. And listen to this podcast while smoking a J. You know? If that's what you like to do, then definitely keep coming back again. And you can find this podcast on Snapchat and Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, all those places that you can find great podcasts like Overcast, Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, all those kind of things. And fuck yeah, dude, we'll see you again next time on the next episode. And hopefully this fucking koala will stop taking my goddamn weed.